Ladies and gentlemen, once again, for your podcast enjoyment, The Dangerous Darren Show, featuring Miss Dina.
And now, the music of the August Madness.
Say never. Losing your minds when we move in mysterious ways. Having the time of our lives and our halcyon days.
That is the music of the August Madness, a band that I play in. I play drums in. I got asked to join that band. I did a session. Played on the record, and the hang was fun. The songs were great, and they're like, you want to be in the band? I'm like, yeah, I guess so. www.theaugustmadness.com. Theaugustmadness.com. That song is called Halcyon Days. The good old days, basically, when we're young, dumb, full of something, and didn't have a care in the world. My name is Darren Pfeiffer. I don't have a care in the world because I'm doing the Dangerous Darren Show, and I'm doing it on Adobe Radio. Adobe.com is the website. Go there, fall down the musical rabbit hole of all the great shows, all the great channels, all the great podcasts. There's so much content. Some would say too much great content. Of course, my show is the epitome of excellence at Adobe.com. It's right there at the top. And rightfully so. I have a great show, episode number 312, January the 31st, 2023, the year of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is like February already. Like tomorrow is February 1st. Got to pay rent. Got to write that down. Hold on. Pay rent. Okay. So the year is just like fucking flying by already. Is it just me? I mean, wasn't it just like yesterday that it was Christmas and then New Year's? And now we're on the 31st day of January and knocking on the door of February. It's just a little crazy, I think, that as you get older, you realize how quickly time does indeed fly. When you're young, it's like, why won't next week come? It takes forever. And then when you're a little bit older, bam, a blink of an eye, and a month of January is gone. You'll blink, I'll blink again, and it'll be June. That's what happens when you get older. Anyway, got a great show here at Adobe Radio. We got some social media to get to. Check me out, or check the show out, rather, on Twitter and on Instagram at @DangerousD_show. That's @DangerousD_show. That's Twitter. And it is also Instagram. I am on Facebook, The Dangerous Darren Show. Follow me there. Send me a note. Say hello. Tell me how much I suck. I have, believe it or not, I have gotten emails on the socials, messages, DMs, whatever you want to call them. Not very often, but I have got a few where people are like, dude, you're like the worst podcast I've ever heard. You don't know what you're talking about. You suck. Your bands suck. Your interviews suck. You suck. So in that situation, it hasn't happened in a while, but in those situations, I like to kill these people with kindness. I mean, really, right? Part of you wants to just rip into them and say, you know, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. But I just hit them back with, hey, thanks for the critique. I'm stoked that you listened to the show or even more than one show to have an opinion. I do appreciate that you took the time to email me. I will work on those things. In the meantime, stay well, be cool, and maybe one day we can get together and have a cup of coffee. You know how to get a hold of me. Stay in touch. And I never hear back. I never hear back because it just, I don't know, you just got to kill people with kindness. I do have a great show, though. I have a guy on the show. I've known this guy for a long time, going back to my New York City hardcore days. When he played in a band called H2O, Todd Morse is on the show. He's going to come on and talk about being getting his teeth cut in the New York City hardcore scene, and then moving on to Operation MD with Cone from Sum 41, and then he did some stuff with Juliet Lewis and the Licks, Juliet and the Licks, some stuff with her. And he, for the last several years, he's been playing bass in The Offspring, which is very cool, keeps him very busy. And he's also putting out some new music. He has a new song out right now called Screaming Babies, which I absolutely love. I love this song. It's so catchy. I've known Todd a long time. So Todd Morse coming on the show a little bit later, and music from Todd Morse as well. We'd like to thank our good friends at Violent Gentlemen. It is a hockey-themed clothing brand. I'm talking to the guys, Mike and Hammer, over at Violent Gentlemen, and they want me to come to their warehouse in Anaheim. And they want me to, you know, obviously grab as much clothes as I want, but they also want to do a podcast. And they have a podcast as well. And I said, let's do tradesies. You know, I'll come on your podcast. You come on my podcast and talk about your clothing brand. And I'll talk about, I don't know, punk rock or whatever. And we'll just have a nice, we'll talk about hockey, obviously, because the Violent Gentlemen brand is hockey-themed clothing. Okay, so if you like hockey, like goalie masks and hockey sticks or hockey in any way, shape, or form, then Violent Gentlemen is the clothing brand for you. ViolentGentlemen.com. Go there, poke around, do some shopping. Tons of great stuff there. You put in the code DANGEROUS at checkout. It's valid for 25% off your entire order. That's dangerous. When you check out, they'll knock off 25% off your order at ViolentGentlemen.com. So I'm looking forward to talking to those cats as their brand is growing. You see more and more NHL players wearing Violent Gentlemen stuff. Very, very cool stuff. Also, I've been on a steady diet of CBD and lately CBDA oils, and it's been helping out with aches and pains, bringing some of my anxiety down, and just making me feel overall healthy. I don't do it every day. I was, and then I cut it down to every other day, just to make the oil last long. And the good folks over at Montkush, M-O-N-T, K-U-S-H, montkush.com is the website, have been sending me some stuff, and it definitely does help if you take the right amount, put it in your water, or just put it in your mouth and swallow it. It definitely is all organic. It's very, very good for you. It is a miracle drug. Go to montkush.com, the website. Again, montkush.com or at montkush on Instagram. And you can do some shopping there. You put the code DARREN99 at checkout. They'll knock off 10%. So definitely go and check that out. What's going on in the world right now? Take your pick. I mean, there's just so much shitty shit going on right now on planet Earth with, you know, obviously the big thing everyone's talking about is the Tyre Nichols thing out of Memphis, Tennessee. The video of this young man being arrested and beaten to death. I mean, kicked in the face and beaten with billy clubs, the whole time screaming for his mother, the whole time his hands tied behind his back, all because of a traffic stop. And if you see the video, and I have, it's disturbing. And you don't see him dying. He doesn't die until 3 days later in the hospital from his wounds. And there's now a sixth police officer who has been fired and will be brought up on charges. Yesterday, two EMT, emergency medical technicians, two EMTs were relieved of their duties for not intervening when this young man was being beaten viciously by five or six police officers. All of them have lost their jobs, obviously. All of them have brought up on felony murder or manslaughter charges, or an array of charges for these guys. I mean, their life's ruined, completely ruined, because they felt the need to beat this guy relentlessly with sticks. One guy was kicking him in his face when he was down. You'll see it on the video if you watch it. There's no need to beat someone when their hands are tied behind their back. Even if they are resisting, just hold them down until they give up. Their hands are tied behind their backs. They're going to lose energy. But you see in the video, he wasn't really resisting. He was just wondering why I was being pulled over. And it just makes you wonder when you see things like this, you know, reminds you of George Floyd. It reminds you of Rodney King. It reminds you of any number of videos that are out there of mostly black men and women being, you know, harassed or beaten or aggressively thrown around because they confront law officers. Well, why do I need to give you my ID? You know, why are you pulling me over? Next thing you know, they're dragged out of their cars, thrown to the ground, thrown on top of their cars, and in a lot of cases, physically assaulted. And in this particular case, this man succumbed to his wounds 3 days later after being violently and maliciously attacked by people that were supposed to be protecting him. So it makes you wonder, when is this going to end? But then you optimistically think, well, when is it going to end? But then if you're a realist like me, it kicks in. It's never going to end. Rodney King was, what, 100 years ago. George Floyd was a couple years ago. And then now this. It's never going to end. The police are going to do what they're going to do. Even with the video cameras that they have on their body, the body cams, they still act like fucking complete idiots and overstep their authority and attack people that they should be protecting. I don't know, maybe they're angry, but there has to be a way to fix this, right? They can't be impossible, right? It can't be impossible for a society to come up with an idea or ideas to retrain officers in a way that this can be avoided while a suspect for a crime can be detained properly. My heart goes out to his family. You see him on the news, and they shouldn't be, suffering. Their son should be alive. Maybe arrested. I don't know what he did that made him. Apparently, it was a traffic stop. But it just makes you think that just mankind is completely and utterly fucked. We're fucked. We are totally, totally fucked. And then the war in the Ukraine, that's still going on in Bakhmut. We're seeing fighting over there, very vicious fighting on the Bakhmut line, the eastern line over there, and the Ukraine. The good news is that the Ukraine army is holding the line using Russian tanks. The other good news is Germany agreed to send some of their tanks over. We agreed to send some of our tanks over. Very, very, very big, gnarly, effective tanks that the Ukrainians need to be trained on, crash course in how to run these tanks. But not only are those tanks good for defensive purposes, for holding the line, but also for offensive. Go back and try to get some of the ground you've lost. Push Russia back into the Far East, back into their country. It also makes you worry about Putin. Like, what's his end game? Does he really think that Ukraine's just going to bend over and that the rest of the world's just going to stop offering assistance in any way to the Ukraine people? Like, Germany or the rest of Europe, NATO, United States, Canada? Like, are we all just going to go, you know what? Sorry, Ukraine, we've given you enough munitions or tanks or intel or whatever. It's about time you just give up. No, they're not going to give up as long as it takes until Russia either backs down or Ukraine's fights them off and puts them back into Russia. It also makes you think, it makes me think, if Russia is having such a gigantic problem advancing into the Ukraine. You know, obviously they're getting some assistance from us and some other countries. That makes sense. But what happens if we, when I say we, I don't mean the United States. I mean NATO. All of NATO got together and attacked Russia. It won't happen because that would just be World War III, really. But if we did, if we all put our forces together and moved into St. Petersburg and Moscow and other parts of Russia, like, what kind of resistance would we get? You know what I mean? If they're having such trouble with the Ukraine, you know, a relatively small country compared to Russia, you know, and they're putting up quite a battle, quite a fight, and it's been going on for now 11 months, coming up on a year, and they're having so much trouble with the Ukraine. What if we all got together and said, all right, Let's just go take over Russia. Let's just get Putin out of there. I bet you we'd win. I mean, with all the military might of NATO, I don't want to see it happen because Putin's the kind of guy that might want to launch a nuke, you know, at somebody somewhere in Europe, maybe us off a submarine, and then we're in the middle of a nuclear exchange, which I know we don't want. but I don't know about him. So it just makes you wonder. Also, in good news, though, congratulations to the Philadelphia Eagles for going to Super Bowl 57, as well as the Kansas City Chiefs. They beat Cincinnati, and they are moving on to Super Bowl 57. It's going to be Patrick Mahomes' third Super Bowl. He won one, lost one. And it'll be a Super Bowl for a first-time Super Bowl where both starting quarterbacks are black. Never happened before in all the years of the NFL. Interesting. Also, it's the first Super Bowl where there's going to be a set of brothers, Kelce's. The Kelce brothers are going to be on two separate teams. One plays for Philadelphia, one plays for Kansas City. That's going to be quite the family reunion after the game. Someone's going to win a ring and have a championship, and the other's going to have like the worst day of his life. So, you know, if you're the Kelce family, you want to celebrate the championship that your son just won, or, you know, but you also like super bummed out that your other kid lost. So I always wonder, you know, what that would be like. But yeah, so I'm looking forward to Super Bowl 57. My Bills didn't get it done against Cincinnati. As a matter of fact, they did not only get it done, they laid an egg, a gigantic turd. On that day, they just had no fight in them at all. And I don't know why. I can't put my finger on it. But, you know, next year, Von Miller will be healthy. Micah Hyde will be healthy. We'll hopefully draft some better offensive linemen. I think we have great receivers. I think our running backs took a step forward. But if Saquon Barkley becomes available from the Giants, I wouldn't say no. I kind of wanted to get McCaffrey, but he went to San Francisco. And that, you know, that happened. So we're not going to get him. But Saquon Barkley, he could leave New York and come west and go to Buffalo and play for the Bills. But I like our running backs, Cook and Singletary. So we'll see. But the Super Bowl is always a lot of fun. A lot of people get together. I'm going to have a barbecue, invite a bunch of friends, and watch the game. I mean, I really don't care. I guess if I had to pick one, it would be the Eagles. I don't want to see everyone just is an anointing. Patrick Mahomes is like the greatest quarterback that ever lived, especially Max Kellerman. If you don't know who Max Kellerman is, he's a sports announcer on TV for ESPN. He has a show called This Just In. He is sucking the you-know-what of Patrick Mahomes. Like, he just loves the guy, thinks he's a first ballot Hall of Famer right now. Like, oh, my God, he's like the greatest quarterback that ever lived, ever will ever live. Oh, Mahomes, all year long. Even if he lost games, he's like, oh, I don't care. Mahomes is the greatest. And Josh Allen is good, but, you know, Mahomes. Kind of getting sick of hearing about Mahomes. He is good. Is he the greatest of all time? Well, no, that's Tom Brady, duh. But then there's like, I don't know, we'll see. I like the game. I'm going to watch it with some friends and have a good time. And we're going to get to my interview with Todd Morse. He is a bass player. He's a guitar player. He's a songwriter. He's a singer. He's a great guy. Known him a long time. Right now he's playing bass in The Offspring, but he also has a solo career. He released a song called Screaming Babies. We'll get to that in a little while. He's done it all. He's a good guy, and he's devastatingly handsome. Here it is, my chat with Todd Morse on The Dangerous Darren Show.
I am joined here in conversation at The Dangerous Darren Show with a friend of mine going way, way back, Mr. Todd Morse. He is a guitar player. He is a bass player. He is a handsome son of a bitch. He is a friend of mine. We go way back. His website is toddmorse.com, M-O-R-S-C, toddmorse.com, or you can find him on the gram and on Twitter at Todd's Planet. Todd, my friend, thanks for coming on.
Hey, man. You know what? Sometimes I like to get a little dangerous, you know?
Yeah, you should. You look dangerous. You do. throughout the years, I've seen photographs of you online, and you mainly wear black. It's like 95% black.
I'm really trying to break out of that, man. I'm really trying to get some color in there.
You're like the Johnny Cash of punk rock, I guess.
Yeah. It's a struggle, man. It's a struggle, but I try to bring some color in here and there.
No, I have seen you wear gray recently, a lot of gray. Some gray wife beaters, and you have a gray jacket.
Yeah,
and
yeah, but now I'm rocking like brightly colored socks and bandanas. So that's like my attempt at breaking free from the man in black.
Right on. So for everyone listening, Todd has played in so many great bands over the years. H2O, Juliet and the Licks. He was in a band called Operation MD, which I really liked, with Cone from Sum 41. And now he's playing bass and guitar, I believe, both in Offspring, right? You do both? You go between both, or is it just bass?
I was on guitar for 10 years, and now I'm all bass. I'm all bass for the past 3 years.
Do you prefer that?
With Offspring. What's that?
Do you prefer that, or do you miss playing guitar with these guys?
You know, if you listen through the Offspring's catalog, they have some of the funnest bass lines ever, you know? I mean, I do not miss it because, you know, there's three people playing guitar a lot, and a lot of times I'm matching the bar chords of someone else who's playing them. But now there's only one bass player, so, you know, and those signature bass lines are so unique that it's so fun. It's like I'm in a new band.
Right. You know, speaking of new band, new music, you have a new single out right now called Screaming Babies. It was released on the 18th of November, courtesy of Manic Cat Records. It's out right now. Everyone go out and get it wherever you stream or listen to digital music or purchase digital music. You should purchase it. Do the right thing. We'll get to that in a second. But one thing I wanted to ask you, Todd, was are people ever really surprised when they learn of your New York City hardcore roots?
It's more surprising how much it doesn't come up, you know? Like, it's you know, it's like when I meet a stranger and they ask me what I do, you know, if I say, you know, I was in this band called H2O, like, you know, it's still a niche scene where the average person doesn't know what you're talking about, you know? But if I say I play with the Offspring, you know, it's like a household name, you know, people know. So I have to start there and then go backwards, you know, and even with Juliet, like, in my mind, that band was really successful. That's probably the most successful any of my songwriting ever done. But, you know, it was a good number of years ago now. So I have to try to get people to figure out what that is, too. But the hardcore thing, I mean, you know, punk rock is what made me feel like I could be a musician and want to be in a band. And so, and H2O is the reason I was able to quit my day job and go on tour and become the road dog that I am now.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at you, you don't look like a kind of guy that has those roots, like that had that time, who paid their punk rock hardcore dues in a hardcore band out of New York City. You just don't have that look. And I would imagine some people are like, wait a second, like, you're playing in the Offspring and you played with Juliet and the Licks and I just don't fit the mold.
Yeah, people tell me that do know me from that time said that we were scary and they were afraid of us. I think part of it is that a lot of those guys are lifers and they still look hardcore, you know, from that scene, and they take pride in that they've never changed and that you know, they're hardcore for life, you know. But for me, I've always been about, like, I have to change and grow, and I have to do different things or else I get bored, you know. Right. Like, I, with hardcore, in my songwriting with H2O, one of the reasons I moved on was, like, I was limited to this box, you know. I could only write songs that were good for the mosh pit, you know. Mm-hmm. It's hard to expand from that, and it's great, and those are great songs, and the H2O fans are amazing. But for me, I always need to try something new, and it's not fun, like, having four personalities and being in four different bands. It's not, life would be so much easier. I mean, right now I've got it down to, I'm just doing Offspring and, you know, my solo music as a side thing, and also my cover band. I know that seems still like a lot, but I'm really trying to streamline it.
Well, that's good. I mean, you're doing a bunch of touring right now with the Offspring, and you're in Canada right now, and then you're going to go to Australia, and, like, you're going to have some, I would imagine, some time off in the new year, yeah?
Yeah, in January I'm going to do, like, a little week-long solo run on the East Coast. Because my single just came out, and my EP is going to come out in February. I'm doing a couple shows with that band, Weedus. Do you know Weedus?
Of course, Teenage Dirtbag.
Yeah, the Teenage Dirtbag band, yeah. So I'm playing with them in New York and Philadelphia. I wish I had the dates to spout off to you right now. Maybe I'll pull them up here.
If only people had a way to look it up.
Yeah. If only there was a source of information people could tap into.
I always say that, Todd. I'm like, I'm promoting someone and I'm giving them their website, like your website and your social medias. But in my mind, I'm thinking, really? Like, if people really wanted to look this guy up, they could just tap Google and look it up, and it all pops up. All the websites, all the socials, blah blah blah. It's all there. All the videos.
You know, about what you were saying, it's like when you're in a band and you have a show and you have people texting you, like, what time do you go on? Like, they can get that information.
Or I get that a lot. What time do you go on? And I'm like, oh, we go on at 8 or we go on at 9 or whatever the case may be.
Just throw a number out, right?
But like, what really shocks me was when I tell people, hey, I'm in this band, I'm doing this gig, I'm doing this. They're like, how do I find out about it? I'll tell them. But what I really want to say is, really? Really? Don't you have a phone in your hand like right now? Don't you own a computer like the rest of the planet? But
speaking of punk rock karaoke, which is your band that you're referring to, I think I'm going to do Ruby Soho in my solo set.
Awesome. Awesome.
I just love singing it so much that I decided that, you know, I want to do a couple of covers because people don't really know my solo music that much. So,
well, let's get to that. Your new single, Screaming Babies, you sent it to me. The artwork's amazing. It just jumps right off at you like a punk rock baby. It's just so good. But
you know how that artwork was made? That's generated by an AI art maker. So you just type in punk rock baby, and that's what it came up with. None of that is real, all based on any real photos.
Wow. Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. I had no idea. But it looks cool, and it just jumps right out at you. And I love art like that, like band art that, like, you just can't stop looking at it. A lot of bands don't really understand that concept, but I mean, this kind of nailed it right on the head. But the song, Todd, the song is just chock full of greatness. Like, there's so many different tempo changes and feel changes, and you got a little reggae in there and a little pop punk in the verses. But you know what stood out to me was, and I heard this in the bridge. I mean, once it popped out at me in the bridge, I listened to the song a couple more times, and then I heard it throughout the entire song. Were you at all influenced when you wrote this song by Elvis Costello?
I get a lot of that, actually. Yeah, I mean, of course. I mean, he was like pop rock that came about during the new wave and punk rock era. So he was influenced by punk rock, but he was trying to play pop rock. And I think that's where I fall when I go to write now, you know, like Elvis Costello, Joe Jackson, I do get a lot of Elvis Costello, but I was trying to channel like Rancid and The Clash, you know, I mean, not trying, but like the song comes out how it comes out. Right. So the melody kind of lends itself to that reggae ska feel. But once it came out, I was like, oh, OK, this is like a Rancid type thing. And then I just try to push it in that direction, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's just beautiful melodies all throughout the whole song. And you're right. I definitely hear the Rancid in there. I definitely hear the Clash. But that bridge, it was just like he was listening to Elvis Costello. And I don't know if it was a conscious or a subconscious influence, but it's there.
Well, yeah, I mean, watching The Detectives, right? I mean, we had that as our walk-on song. Offspring had that as our walk-on song for a good number of years. And I was constantly like playing along with it backstage and dissecting that song, all those little one string lines. And I think what you're talking about in the bridge is that it's got that little one string line. It is very Washington of Texas. Now that I think about it, I didn't think about it until you brought it up, but it is.
Yeah, and then the vocals are bouncing on top of that, just like something Elvis would do. Really well done. We're talking with Todd Morse, singer, songwriter. ToddMorse.com is the website, or at Todd's Planet on Instagram and on Twitter. Todd, do you still talk to Juliet, or is there anything going on with that? Is that band even a thing anymore?
I do still talk to Juliet. I just missed her, actually, here in Vancouver. She's been busy working on a TV show. I'm assuming it might be that the second season of that one that was really popular. She just did. The name is escaping me. But it was just on the tip of my tongue. Anyway, she had a really popular show, and she's doing the second season of that. I just missed her out here. We're texting constantly about doing something, about doing music. We a little while back when Offspring was on a break, I was going to Nashville with my cover band Petty Cash and doing shows in Nashville, and we would go there and then we'd go in the studio with Juliet because she was filming a movie in New Orleans, so she would come up on the weekends to Nashville, and we started working on like four songs in Nashville Yellow Jackets is the name of the show that she's on. But she's got a bunch of stuff coming out. She's very busy. So yeah, we started working on some songs, and it definitely is something that the conversation never dies. It's always something she wants to do. But right now she's kicking ass in TV, and she's going to do a movie after that. But it's on the agenda for her to finish those songs. That's her words to me most recently.
Well, at least you have like a basis, you know, five songs that are like kind of sort of in the can, so to speak. That's a good groundwork. And yeah, it's good to know that down the road when her schedule allots and your schedule allots, you'll probably get together at some point and finish it.
Yes, totally.
And then so that's music to come, hopefully for 23 at some point, or maybe at 24, but depending on how busy you guys are. But did you know, Todd, that with all the things that you've been doing with punk rock, H2O, Juliet, and Operation MD, and now Offspring, and now your own solo music that you're putting out here and there, you don't have a Wikipedia page?
I know.
What the fuck?
How do I do that?
I know a guy. I can email you. I can send you an email to a guy who will build it for you.
Yeah. You know, I think that H2O is trying to pull a fast one on me, because I have tried to set it up before, and it just gets relinked to the H2O one, so that when you look me up, the H2O one comes up no matter what. I have to figure that out.
Yeah, I have to go through my contacts, but I remember when I got mine built, this guy helped me with it, so maybe I can put you in touch with him.
Oh, yeah, please do, yeah.
Oh, and also, congratulations. I had no idea, you know, when I did my research for this conversation, that you won a Music and Media Award. That's awesome.
Oh yeah. That was a really spontaneous event. I literally went to my friend's house and we started jamming, and we wrote a song like on the spot. And then there was someone there that was doing a commercial, and it was like, oh, I want to use this song for my commercial. So we we put the song in the commercial, and then got nominated for that award. It was a total fluke. I went to the award ceremony just because I was nominated, and it's just for fun. And when I won, I couldn't believe it.
Amazing. And of course you wore all black.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Well, yeah, it must have been wild. Like, you just write a song on the fly. Some guy's like, hey, can I use it? And you're like, yeah, fuck it, I don't care. He throws you a couple bucks and then you win an award.
Easy, right? Meanwhile, I can't get anyone to put my songs in anything right now. I'm banging on every door. And then something like that happened, you know, that's just the way of the world, you know?
Well, I mean, I'm not just saying this, Todd, because you're on my show and you're my friend and I've known you a long time, but that Screaming Baby song is really well written, well put together.
Thanks, man. I need to get that in like a rom-com or something, if anyone's listening.
It would be perfect in a rom-com, actually, like a Drew Barrymore, like Adam Sandler movie or something like that.
Totally, yeah.
So tell me, we talked a little bit during our convo, but do you have any plans that you haven't mentioned for 2023 and beyond? Like, what's on your plate besides, you know, you're going to finish this tour, but then what's next?
Things really, we're really going right now. There's new music already being recorded. We're elevating the show and the production, and the production we got going on out here is crazy. We got like a massive screen. We have a blimp. We're just like, Dexter's really motivated right now, so we're definitely going to be doing a lot more next year. But anytime there's a break, I do not want to stop, because I'm not getting any younger. And, you know, like I say, January, we're not doing anything. So I booked some solo gigs. I also got Petty Cash. We're going to be doing a regular gig at the Canyon Club once a month. I think it's the Canyon Club. Yeah. And at the Coach House, those two places. Anyone hasn't seen my band Petty Cash, I do this Johnny Cash, Tom Petty cover band. We do it kind of super garagey and raucous. So next year, my only plan is I got my EP coming out, which I've already recorded. That's going to come out in February, and then Offspring, we're going back to Europe. We're going to do a U.S. tour. I'm just going to keep going until I drop, man. You know, I got young kids this is my, I don't know how to do anything else.
Yeah, I mean, you're actually living the dream, like going out, playing music with great guys. I mean, we all know Noodles and Dexter and Josh are like the sweetest guys in the world.
Yeah, we're having fun, man. There's a good camaraderie out here.
It's amazing when you're in a band with people that you get along with, how it changes everything.
It really does. It does, yeah. And that's kind of the thing I've settled on to now. You know, I'm past 50 years old. I don't It's not even no amount of money is worth working with people that I'm not cohesive with anymore. I don't have the time. I want peace in my life as much as I want money. You know.
Yeah, I mean, everyone's getting old. It's like. It's like instead of offspring, it's old spring or H2 old yeah. or old finger, you know, like it's just like yeah. we're not kids anymore.
Yeah.
There's a saying that Greg Henson has called punk hurts, like playing punk rock hurts.
He said that to me. He's also said, he also likes to say how, or maybe that was Todd Youth that told me this, but how it fucks you up as a guitar player. And then when you go out and have to play with people that didn't come from punk, you have to like relearn how to play guitar. it's so true.
It's crazy.
I had to relearn everything for every band I did beyond H2O.
Yeah, because you learn guitar a certain way and you played it a certain way, and same with drums. So a little bit different with me because I was really into like a lot of different styles growing up, and that's what made me really diverse.
Yeah.
When Goldfinger got started, and there was so many different styles that Feldman was throwing at me, and I was able to pick up on all of them. But I know a lot of bass players, guitar players, and that are just like all punk rock or all metal. So when they got it later on in life and joined other projects, they had to like kind of relearn their instrument.
It's a mind fuck. but you know, becoming a bass player has really, really, really upped my game as a player. You know, I played everything except for drums on Screaming Babies. I played bass, all the guitars, organ, and I think I'm able. And I was able to do it really fast because now playing with Josh, playing in the rhythm section, you know, it really changes your focus from you know just strumming a guitar to like really locking everything in. You know,
yeah,
it really helped me.
Yeah, the one is when you're a bass player is very important. You know, knowing where that drummer's one's going to come in, like where it's going to fall.
1,000%. And you can't just flail around like you do on guitar. You know, you have to really like be the glue and, you know, playing with Josh and I took bass lessons and the whole thing and just finding where the bass fits in really made me do everything else better. Guitar, you know, all that.
That's amazing. Well, listen, everyone, go out and check out the single Screaming Babies. It's just a beautifully well-written piece of music. Congratulations. Should be very proud. Congratulations. I'm so happy for you. I can't wait to hear some new music when it comes down the pike. Have a safe travels with you and the guys. Send my love. And when you get to LA and you're playing a show, I'll come out and say hi.
All right, brother. Thanks for the combo.
There it is, my conversation with Mr. Todd Morse. He is a guitar player, a bass player, a keyboard player, a songwriter, a good dude, devastatingly handsome. Trust me, go to his website and check it out. ToddMorse.com, M-O-R-S-E, ToddMorse.com, or on his Instagram, at Todd's Planet. Talented guy, really down to earth. Fun hang and a good dude and a great songwriter. We're going to get to his new song, Screaming Babies, in the next segment as soon as I find myself some whiskey because I do this every week. I start the show and I don't have a drink. It's unacceptable. Don't move.
Idobe Radio.
Hey, Idobe listeners, welcome back. My name is Darren Pfeiffer, and you're listening to Idobe Radio, or you downloaded it someplace else. Thank you very much for doing that. But I really wish you would listen to Idobe Radio. Subscribe to my podcast. Subscribe to all the other Idobe Radio podcasts. Listen to the other Idobe Radio channels because there is some really incredible content at idobe.com. And if you want to follow me on the socials, it's easy at @DangerousD_show, @DangerousD_show, both on Twitter and on Instagram. And I'm on Facebook at The Dangerous Darren Show. We're going to get to some music news. We're going to get to some music from Todd Morse. He has a new song out called Screaming Babies. You can check out his stuff at ToddMorse.com, M-O-R-S-E, ToddMorse.com, or on Instagram at Todd's Planet. Did you get a chance to go and check him out online? Good-looking guy, right? It's like every band has one guy that's like really good-looking. In Goldfinger, it was me, right? Obviously. In punk rock karaoke, it's Randy Bradbury, he's a good-looking motherfucker. In Offspring, they're all good-looking, but come on, look at Todd. Give me a break. In August Madness, it would be David Bunce, the very, very good-looking, charismatic singer. I'm very secure in this. I can look at a guy and say, that guy's hot.
Come on, give me a break. And I think women do that too. They look at other women and go, that girl's gorgeous. She's stunning. You got to do that. Again, hit me up on the Twitter and the gram at @dangerousd_show. I got some birthday stuff to get to. I got some giveaways actually later on in the show. But also right now I want to talk about some music news. There is a lot going on in the world. Bandcamp. Everyone knows what Bandcamp is, right? Go put your music up. You sell it. A lot of people go there to discover new music, including myself. I think Bandcamp is very, very, very cool. Well, they have just announced the continuation of their, quote, Bandcamp Fridays initiative for this year, 2023. The first Friday of every month, we'll see the company waiving its revenue share so all the profits go towards the artist and or the record labels. Bandcamp Friday for this year is February the 3rd and every other first Friday of every month of 2023. Very, very cool. I think personally, maybe I'm being greedy, that Bandcamp should do this every Friday. every 12 Fridays out of the year. Not every, that would be 52 weeks in the year. So every Friday of every week, the money should go to the artists. Maybe I'm being too greedy. But anyway, the first Friday of every year, Bandcamp is giving all the money to the labels and or the artists. So if you want to go to Bandcamp and you want to buy a band or buy a song or buy a record, wait till Friday, February the 3rd, or the first Friday in March, or the first Friday in April, etc. And all the money will go towards the band. No diss on Bandcamp. I know they got to keep their lights on and pay their people. But Bandcamp Fridays are coming back. Very good on Bandcamp. My good friend Jason Cruz, he sings for a band called Strung Out. He announces a solo LP and releases a new video called Good Hands. Jason Cruz, the singer of Strung Out, has announced that he will be releasing a new solo album under the name Jason Cruz and Howl. The album is called Wolves and will be out April 7th on Liars Club. And Jason said he's going to come on my show in the coming weeks and play some music off of Wolves and talk about how he put the whole record together. So that's very, very cool. Jason's a really great guy. And everyone in Strung Out, incredibly down-to-earth guys. And punk rock, like they're fucking legends as far as I'm concerned. And in some sad news, very sad news, Tom Verlaine of Television, great punk rock band out of New York. They practically invented, they helped invent the genre. He has passed away. Tom Verlaine, the singer and guitarist of Television, has passed away. He was 73 and died in New York City following a brief illness on January 28th. Very, very sad news. Speaking of music, let's get to my song. It is Todd Morris' new song. It is really cool. I love it. So many different feels. You hear reggae, you hear the ska, you hear Elvis Costello. You hear all kinds of cool stuff in this song. It's called Screaming Babies, new music from Todd Morris on the Dangerous Darren Show.
Say what you say, I'm not offended, it's okay. Just because I feel a different way. But don't complain, we only cause each other pain. And then we sound like screaming babies on a plane. But now I sympathize with those innocent cries, cause they don't know any better just yet. And oh, I catch a fire when I see you roll your eyes. After all the privilege that you get, you deserve the best. Now
That is music of Todd Morris and a song called Screaming Babies. How catchy is that chorus? Such a good song with catchy little melodies, and it tells a good story. That song is called Screaming Babies, new music from Todd Morris. You can check him out on his website. It is pretty easy. ToddMorris.com, M-O-R-S-E, ToddMorris.com, or on his Instagram. Very cool stuff on his Instagram, at Todd's Planet. So definitely go and check that out when you get a chance. I'm going to drink some more of this delicious Seagram 7 with some ginger ale. That's my go-to. I haven't been really traveling too far out of the norm with liquor lately. Though I have been drinking a lot of expensive wine, and I shouldn't because it's expensive. And I can't really tell the difference. Anyway, I digress. Hang tight, everybody.
Adobe Radio.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Dangerous Darren Show. You're listening to Adobe Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in. Adobe.com for all the information. If you're not subscribed to my podcast, let's say you heard it on some other platform, some other DSP, go and subscribe. Click the subscribe button. I got a lot of great guests coming up, coming down the pike. It's going to be an amazing year. I got Glenn Matlock confirmed, the bass player, original bass player from the Sex Pistols, ex-drummer from Hollywood Undead, and owner of Pfeiffer Drum Company, Darren Pfeiffer. No joke, his name is Darren Pfeiffer, professional drummer, owns a drum company, good friend of mine. Also have Susie Moon coming on the show. She's amazing. Part two of my chat with Blag, Chuck Treese, skateboarder and musician, John Joseph from Cro-Mags fame, Christian Asoy, the skateboarder, professional skateboarder, still doing it at a very high level. And I'm still not going to give up on Neil deGrasse Tyson. He's been dogging me through three publishers, two or three PR people. But I did get a hold of his personal assistant, and she said, I will relay the message to Neil. I promise. I know that you've been trying really hard, Darren, to get Neil, and I will get him on for you. She goes, I can't promise, but I'll do my very best. And I'm like, I promise to make this an interview that he will not forget, that he will love. I've seen plenty of interviews with Neil deGrasse Tyson that were not very good, that you can tell he did not enjoy. But he was a professional and did him anyway. But I am looking forward to getting that man on this very show. If you want very cool wood carvings with lights in them, then you have to go check out my friends at High Park, H-I Park, two words, High Park, or go to www.highparkco.com. Very beautiful wood carvings, multiple layered wood carvings that are stained different colors, and they put lights in them. They sent me an elephant for my mother. They sent me a penguin for my sister. And I have this really great skull wood carving. High Park is the name of the company. And the website is www.highparkco.com. HIparkco.com. Very cool stuff. I'm going to be doing a review of the product on the Adobe Radio YouTube later on this week. So watch out for that. Happy birthday to the man who brought sexy back. Mr. Justin Timberlake turns 42 years of age today. I was at a show he did in Toronto for SARS Fest, I called it. And it was AC/DC, Rush, Justin Timberlake, Rolling Stones. And Mick Jagger came out and said, don't boo Justin Timberlake. You know, because he was getting booed at that point in his career. And, of course, the people of Toronto just gave him so much love. It was a really great show. Jonathan Banks, actor, he is 76. You might remember him from Breaking Bad. He was Mike. He was like the ex-cop con guy. He is 76. Nolan Ryan, one of the best pitchers ever to play in Major League Baseball, is 76. The guy who also helped punk rock, invent punk rock, or make it as filthy as he did, Mr. Johnny Lydon, Johnny Rotten, is 67 years of age. And I have a great story about me and Johnny Lydon almost getting into fist fight that you will hear if you listen to Matt Stock's Life in the Stocks podcast coming up. I was a guest on his show. I think he has Fat Mike next week. And then the week after that, I will be on the show talking about how me and Johnny Lydon almost got into a fist fight. Happy birthday to Minnie Driver. She's 53. And rest in peace to the great Jackie Robinson. His birthday is today as well. Did you know, brought to you by BetterHelp. If you're looking for therapy, go to betterhelp.com. They got me through some tough, tough times, and they can get you through the tough times as well. Or just have someone you can like dump all your stuff on daily. You can message your therapist daily at betterhelp.com. Definitely go and check it out. Want to let you know that, did you know the word testify? You know, when you testify in court, the word testify derived from a time when men were required to swear on their testicles. That's why the word is called testify, allegedly. The Chinese used fingerprints as a method of identification as far back as AD 700. That's amazing. Then they knew that everybody had a different fingerprint, and they were the first to do it. The ancient Greeks first grew carrots as a form of medicine and not as a food. They're like, hey, these are cool. Let's just use them as medicine. Oh, maybe we should eat them. No, don't eat them. That's medicine. And then they realized they were delicious and good for you. On this day in history, back in 1950, brought to you by MasterClass. If you want to learn how to do something, anything at all, anything at all, fix a car, skateboard, cook really well, go to masterclass.com/Darren. They'll knock off 15% off your annual membership. Maybe I'll go there and check it out. Maybe there's a class on how to keep your dog quiet when you're recording a podcast. This day in history, back in 1950, President Truman announces the development of the H-bomb. On January 31st, 1950, U.S. President Harry S. Truman publicly announces a decision to support the development of the hydrogen bomb, a weapon theorized to be hundreds of times more powerful than the atomic bomb dropped in Japan during World War II. And he was right, or they were right. It was a very, very powerful bomb that they tested in the Pacific. And of course, it hasn't been used in warfare. No bomb has been used in warfare since World War II and the attacks on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. But we have them. They're around. And there's a new movie coming out later on this year called Oppenheimer, the guy who developed the theory behind or advanced the theory of Einstein's theory of how you can create a bomb with splitting an atom. And I don't know how quite it's done, but it looks like it's going to be a really, 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 really good movie. Like I said, I got some great guests coming down the pike. I would like to thank Todd Morse, but man, listen to that. Susie Moon's coming on. She's a great up-and-coming Los Angeles punk rocker, and her star is rising very fast. And she's a friend of mine. I've known her a long time, and she grinds and grinds and grinds, and she puts out great videos and writes great songs. So my chat with Susie Moon coming up, Glenn Matlock from the Sex Pistols, and of course, Maddie Stocks. We did a podcast sharing where he interviewed me. I interviewed him. We had a couple laughs. We asked a couple questions, and he's going to take his audio, and I'll take his audio, and we'll split it and do a podcast sharing. So that's coming up in the coming weeks. Go to Todd Morse's website, www.toddmorse.com, M-O-R-S-E, toddmorse.com, or on his Instagram, at Todd's Planet, and check out the new song he has right now called Screaming Babies. I am going to finish this whiskey drink, and then I'm going to watch some hockey, I'm going to take a shower, and then I'm going to make dinner for my wife. Because that's what a good husband does. I believe I'm going to make some pasta with some kale and some turkey sausage and whip it all up with some heavy whipping cream. Maybe put some cheese over it. You know, get some bread, nice some bread, and cut it up with some butter. Make a nice meal. I've made it before. It's really good. The Kings are playing in a couple days against the Sabres. That's always going to be kind of weird. That's the only time I go to Staples Center, or I should say crypto.com, but I'm going to stick with Staples. It's the only time I go to Staples or I go to Anaheim in my Sabres gear. And it's weird going to see a Kings game at Staples wearing Sabres gear because all the people I know are like, aren't you a Kings fan? And I'm like, I am. But I originally am from Buffalo, New York. Hit me up on Twitter and on Instagram at DangerousD_show. I'm personally on Twitter at Darren99 and personally on Instagram at Darren Pfeiffer. So definitely check me out and definitely check out Todd Morse. ToddMorse.com is his website. I wish everyone a wonderful, wonderful week. Be safe. Be kind to each other. It doesn't take any effort to look at someone and smile or do something nice. Pay it forward. Much love. I'll see you next week, everybody.
What you've just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response, were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.